Hey there, Radical Imagination listeners. It's me, Angela Glover Blackwell, and I'm excited to tell you about a new show I've been working on. It's called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. Soon, no single racial group will be in the majority in the U.S., so for democracy to endure, it must be multiracial. My new show is about how we can realize our country's fullest potential, a multiracial democracy. I've been trying to find the essential elements of a strong, inclusive, multiracial democracy, and thinking about how democracy can not only exist, but thrive. On my new podcast, I explore how organizers and leaders are living out these elements in perhaps one of the most unlikely places, Los Angeles. You'll hear from economist Manuel Pastor, elected officials Mayor Karen Bass and Senator Maria Elena Durazo, and educator Robin D.G. Kelly. I also talked to labor organizers Kent Wong and Roxana Tynan, environmental leader Denise Fairchild, and many others. You can subscribe to Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life right now wherever you listen to Radical Imagination. And here's a little preview of why I wanted to make this new show and what you'll hear in it. I've spent most of my life thinking about democracy, but I never really thought about its fragility until recently.
On January 6th, 2021, thousands of rioters stormed the U.S. Capitol.
Florida becomes the latest state to ban schools from teaching about systemic racism.
23 saw the highest number of bills introduced in state legislatures attacking LGBTQ rights.
Legal challenges regarding voting rights in multiple states from Georgia to Arkansas could alter the nation's political landscape ahead of the 2024 elections.
I spent years fighting for the future as a lawyer, a community organizer, a mother. I fought for equity and racial justice. And to see the foundations of our democracy threatened, however flawed they've been, is scary. But there's a place that gives me hope. Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, and maybe the state of California generally, has been the roadmap for how to be engaged with others.
For years, I've admired what the city's organizers have built across differences. Out of moments of deep struggle, when the city has erupted.
But with respect to trying to get LAPD service or anything else, folks, you're on your own down there.
In the face of systemic abandonment.
The role of the police was laid to bear, that we are not here to protect you. If you folks want to kill each other, that is fine with us.
Has come a movement that is reshaping what democracy can look like.
After the 92 civil unrest, organizers realized that if you have a city that is pissed off enough to burn itself to the ground, there's not just something wrong with the system, there is something wrong with you as an organizer. We needed to go multiracial and we needed to go big.
Democracy is something we have to practice every day.
It's not always easy.
LA Mayor Eric Garcetti is the latest political power player to say three city council members should resign after their racially charged comments were recorded and leaked to the media.
But I believe if we look closely, we can find a path forward.
Tensions everywhere, racial conflicts and racial tensions. The question is there a place for us to actually work through those challenges and tensions and find out how we lock arms towards a better future for everyone?
L.A. is striving to build a radically inclusive, thriving multiracial democracy, one that's focused on human flourishing and that leads to a good life.
What would the good life look like? The good life would mean the ability to play, live, work, thrive, eat, like any other community should have that right to.
Los Angeles doesn't have all the answers, but I want to know what it can teach us about building a multiracial democracy that represents all of us. I'm Angela Glover Blackwell, founder in residence at PolicyLink, a national policy institute dedicated to lifting up what works. Join me for my new podcast, Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. Find it wherever podcasts are available.